This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The U.S. government thinks patients once released from the hospital are coming back to the hospital too soon. So a couple years ago, the Department of Health and Human Services decided to penalize a hospital's Medicare reimbursements if the number of patients who came back to the hospital within 30 days exceeded the national average. The result? Hospitals are spending lots of money to find ways to keep patients from coming back. Gretchen Kutakroen reports on how all this is going.
Mary Knight has asthma and a lung disease called COPD. Difficulty breathing recently sent Mary to her local hospital in Elyria, Ohio. I spoke to her in the hospital lobby after she was discharged. In her hands was a packet from the hospital containing 30 days of free steroids and antibiotics.
And then they also gave me a prescription for Singular, which is going to help with the asthma.
Every patient with a diagnosis of COPD at University Hospital's Elyria Medical Center leaves with that packet. It's one of the ways they're trying to keep this fragile group of patients from landing back in the hospital and driving up their readmission rates. Wei-Jen Chang is a hospitalist at UCSD who's studied the problem of COPD readmission rates. Chang's research suggests it's not the quality of care in the hospital that's critical to keeping COPD patients healthy. It's what happens and doesn't happen after they leave.
Not having good follow-up, not being compliant with their medications, not getting the appropriate oxygen therapies.
Chang and his team have lobbied the hospital for money to hire coordinators to follow up with their COPD patients and help them get outpatient services. But so far, they've been unsuccessful.
It turns out that even if you're making a difference in the lives of patients for the better, you may not be making a difference for the better in your hospital's bottom line.
At MetroHealth Medical Center in Cleveland, they've done something similar to what Chang hopes to do. They hired a half dozen staff to identify patients at risk for readmission and guide their outpatient care. As a result, they've managed to reduce their readmission rates by 20%, says Alfred Connors, MetroHealth's chief of medicine.
We can make quite a difference in the readmission rate. It's clearly better for our patients, so we should do that.
But the question is, what are hospitals willing to invest to do it? It's clear that hospitals want healthier patients. It's less clear how much of their own financial health they're willing to sacrifice to get there. I'm Gretchen Kutakroen for Marketplace.